foundation of that place is made with what? Precious stones. Think about that. Ask your father. When you want to build a house now, you say, carry diamond and put it in the floor, carry all those things. You say, we are in the floor. Even Solomon in his days, even David, the cup in his house is made of pure gold. David. And David was a servant too. What are you? Say, I'm a son. Anyway, I'm a son. But you, do you believe the report of the Lord? The issue is that many of us don't believe this report. It's a simple message. You have had it before. But you just hear it as if it's a tale. You know, those days, we say story. You say, hello, hello. You know the story, you say, when you are young? You treat God's word as hello, parable, folk tale, sorry. He will show you. What has he shown you? Have you asked him before? Christ in you, sir and man. Say, neighbor, are you still here? Any time, neighbor, are you still here? Tap him. Just tap him. The neighbor, are you still here? Some people, they know that. You know why you are tapping themselves? They know. They are praying for me seriously. Then the sower went to sow the word. And some word fell where? By the wayside. And the boss of the year came to chop the word, to eat the word. If you are sleeping, where will the word fall? So, you made the work yourself, but the devil too. Say, so, oh, thank you. He will show you, sir. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We all know what is there. Jeremiah 29, 11. Can I say it quickly? Jeremiah 29, 11. Help me, somebody inside. Are they still there? For I know. Tell me, I know. God says, I know. Just think about that. God is one talking to you. He knows you by name. He said, my son, AJ, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Thoughts of trouble? Thoughts of poverty? Thoughts of wala? I know the thoughts I have towards you, sir. I say, God said, I know. Say, I know. It's my thought. It's of peace, not of evil. They know evil will be before you, sir. No plague will come near your dwelling. Say, no evil. This year, no evil. No plague. God says, I know. And that who fought, he says, I know. Oh, my God. Say, I know the thoughts I have towards. Say, neighbor, I know. God says, I know. But do you know it? Do you know the thoughts he has towards you? I can't forget what Abadeboye said some years ago. So I was praying. It was in a face-to-face house, one small house in a machine. You know, as a lecturer then, money was not many, and then he moved to ministry. And I was praying. Say, God, just give me a small house. Just say, God, a small house. You was thanking God, ask God for a small house. Huh? God said, we don't do this like that, too. He said, nobody is working in Chevron. He said, just one sponsor salary. Just give me 2K, it's okay. 2K salary, it's okay. Who else are you? In this place, we don't understand that. God said, no, we don't do this. I don't do this. God said, I have thoughts for you. I want to give you a city. God is asking God to give me just a small bungalow, just one room, one half bedroom. One kitchen, just at least I can just take one stove. No. I say, I'm okay. God said, no! I know the thoughts. My thought towards you, want to hear it? I want to give you a city. How can somebody comprehend that? Say, a city. What I want to do with a city? Even not a street, not an estate. Even if it's estate, you give me estate, I'll be too happy now. Estate. In VGC or Lekki, just one estate is okay. I know. Go there and see the estates. Go and see those estates. Go and see them. Go and let your brain. You know, I have a sister here. She went to somebody's house. When she came back, she said, I can see something different. Some people, where they are living, it's like they're living in a hotel. It's a generality standard they live. They live in generality standard. There they live, where they just live. They never sing very well. And God is taking you to heaven. Amen. And whatever you see on earth, it will be like a kitchen in heaven. Say, I know. Say, well, I know. So God is saying, I know the thoughts I have towards you. And don't forget, as a man thinks. Hey, man. That's where I'm praying this morning. As a man thinks. If you think of devil, of course, you will see devil dream, devil press you, they will oppress you, they will cheat you. Because that's what you are thinking about. If you think about prosperity, about angels, about God, you will see doors opening to you, people favoring you, increase, favor, enlightenment. As a man thinks. So I say, I know the thoughts. It's I'm thinking about you. I don't know what you are thinking about. Say, but God is thinking about God thinking about you. I know it. Say, thoughts of greatness, sir. It's not a thought of defeat. Christ was made, he received shame, sir, at the cross. He was naked. Not that all those you see Christ, when they put something around him. When they nailed him, it was naked. Nothing. Everything bare. So that you will never be naked in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
He was made poor. That you will never experience in your life poverty. Who will believe this report? Sickness has been dealt with. Barrenness has been dealt with. Fibroid has been dealt with. No matter anything the devil can manufacture has been dealt with. Where? Just look and see. See, I know the thoughts I think towards you, say the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you what? What are you expecting? Tell me about what can you see? Hey, who is here? As a student, what can you see? I will never forget some years ago when I was in primary school. My parents, or I don't know, my uncle, my brother, took me to UI for the convocation. I was very young. When I saw the way they wore the gown, I told myself, I must wear a gown. When I called in form for polytechnic, it's what they took me to. Not to, if they took me to poly, maybe I would have. They took me to university. That's why. It's not my fault. That's why they took me. They want me to see something.
And you are taking it.
And I'm taking it. Even the forms I did not take for anyone I want. NCE, what's my own? Any form apart from university, I did not take. And I was so convinced. I saw it. I saw it. What are you seeing? God said he will bring you to your expected end. I'm saying a simple message this morning. It's not a very difficult message. But you know how people trip in life? They think God is so difficult. Who can see? The one said, if only I will tell the end of his garment, I will made all. And he said, be unto you according to your faith. I believe your future is glorious. Ephesians 2 verse 10, amplified. Amplified this one around. Ephesians 2 verse 10, amplified. I'm saying what you know, but have you ever sat down one day and look at your life and apply it to your life? Like I have a friend, which is what I'm doing, no? Thank you so much, I'll read. That's it. So if you like call it a dream room or vision room or prayer room, tell about dream room. Dream room. Tell about you must dream. In that dream room, sir, on the wall is a jeep, on the wall is a check he plans to write, $1 million to give to God. Already written. On the wall many things. And some he has ticked. When he gets there, Magabra, Ramon, Brahi, the Zendromo, Ravin, Raymon, Ralash, Kalyendrovo, Ilibra, Zakato, Ramadin, Dindrovung, Raili, Baba, Amafoska, Mansiendo, Raskadia, Babra, Indre, Mamarang, Raili, Bosha, Dream Room, Manga, Liraskadura, Andra. Don't dream now, eh? Dream later. Don't dream now, eh? And the verse of Jesus Christ. For we are God's own handiwork. What are you? What are you? Okay. How many of you have BlackBerry? Yeah, BlackBerry phone. You know, BlackBerry, all the good phones. And you buy a good phone, what do? You go to a place, you put it on the table. And as I go, I have one terrible phone. When that phone rings, I will do like this. No, some phones, I mean, when you drop, you say, what's this phone? Come on, carry your phone. If you will make a show of your new phone, how much more God? He wants to make a show of you. Say, you are his God's handiwork. Hey, God sat down and was thinking, Tosin must come to being one day. We created in Christ Jesus. When I was born and I was missing it, messing up. Say, okay, Christ came and he recreated me. To follow the plan. That we may do. Why did he do it? That you may do what? You may do what? Okay, let me ask you a question. If you must do good works, let me God assume you have the materials. Is that not true?
Yeah.
If somebody says, give that guy 1,000 naira. It means what?
Yeah,
you know you have it. Yeah. Can I say give that guy a big brutal, give him a Cadillac? Can I say a effort? Give to your wife next year. Which one is the powerful car that you are here to buy now? Yeah. Which one?
Honda Accord.
No, I can afford that one. One car that is selling for like $80 million. Okay, give your wife a jet. Can I say give your wife a jet? You know, it will be by faith now. And I'll be asking faith. But when God says here that we may do those good works which God do what? Predestined. That means God is not looking at you as a poor man. Then I'm not poor. I'm not poor. Then I'm not a barren fellow. I'm not barren. I'm not poor. I'm not. God is not looking at you. Say, you have been predestined to good works. So in four square, you are a name. You are a name. You have been predestined for good works. I'm not a local champion, sir. Say, neighbor, I'm not. I'll be predestined for good works. Which God planned beforehand. Taking part which he prepared. That's a path he prepared for me. That we should walk in them, living the good life. I don't like to struggle in life. I don't know about you. Are you at this one? You like struggle? If they put there a brand new car and they put there a moon lure, you say, Pastor, I want to enter a moon lure. Anybody here, you like that? You like that? Want to go to Badon? They give you a moon lure that is. They give you a brand new car. They put that free. Just enter anyone you like. You say, I'm a humble, you know, you're very humble. Humble. And yet I'm humble. The good life. Name of good life. Are you living a good life? John 10:10 says something about it. He says, I've come that you may have life. And have it in the good life which God prearranged. You know, if you are traveling abroad nowadays, you have to prearrange your hotel, everything. They prearrange it. You can know from the year, the hotel, the day you get there, they know. Even when you arrive there, someone can get you by name. Because when you fill your form, you put your car number, everything there, they can get you by name. They prearrange it. So if God prearranged your life, do you think it's for trouble, sickness, disease? Hardship. Tell him about good life. Tell him about good life. Tell him about good life. Tell for people good life. Tell for people good life. Tell for people good life. Good life. Good life. Good life. Good life. You know, when I talk like this, almost the pastor, why are you talking like this? Okay, I will explain to you. If you don't have a good life and we want to build a house of God, or we want to buy a place, if I call you, will you answer me? If I say, Pastor, you know, Gary Mujelano, Gary, yesterday morning Gary, yesterday afternoon Gary, Pastor, can you help me? If you want to now buy a property, will I come to you? Will I do that?
No.
Why?
I don't have a good life.
Yeah, already done. But God bless anyone. Good life. But you must see it first. You know, it's not about your own ability. No, you must think like God. Say, I have thoughts towards your life. Can you think like God? Say, but start by thinking. For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is in a good life. God says he prearranged and made ready for us a good life to live. Say, my future is greater. Don't forget the guy I told you about in Hebron. You know, I began the story.
Yeah.
He said, you know my secret? Is just to say some strange things that I know it will take only God to come to pass. And I keep saying it. And I keep saying it. What you say? At my level now, if you say buy a brand new car, it's not an issue. But some car can be an issue. Those one is the one I will confess. That when it happens, men can say, indeed, God has done this. This year, your testimony, men will say, indeed, God has done this. Can you believe for that miracle, sir? Don't believe of the one that if you see pastor, I can help you. Don't believe those ones. They're not believe. If you see one uncle, we can help you. Yeah. Thank you, Father. I got the house in Jomolu. Face me, I face you. Thank you, but I know God can do much more than that. Tell about good life. What can you believe God for? What can you believe God for? What will happen in your life and mess? Men will say, indeed, God has done this. That's what we are looking at. What can you say? God will partner with you in his kingdom. What can you see? Neighbor, I see good life. I see good life. He said he has made you for his glory, for his honor, for success, and for excellence. We can have this glorious future prepared for us in Christ. We know we are blessed. Neighbor, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Whatsoever I do must prosper. I got you, my mother is here. When she had an accident and I was going, I said, God, give me a word. Because I don't know why I miss it. I said, God, please have mercy over me. Give me a word for her. He said, son, he said, when you get to her, just minister to her life. I said, what? He said, yes, just minister to her life. Say, I bring you life. I miss her life to you. So when I go to her, Mangra Braskala, Shkala Ravra Braskala Bosha, I say, life, life. Because my mother is a miracle. If you have seen, Brayinka is the only one that saw her here. It's only me and Brayinka that saw her in the first state. Nobody else here. Even not my wife. You can go and ask Brayinka what we saw. It was something else. Thank God for his faith. Because sometimes when I saw it being my mother, I was a bit, this is. But God gave me a word, but he was just pumping my faith. He will test me, test. He said, Pastor, he told me, he was pumping my faith. But it was a faith issue. It was, of course, at age 79, somebody's blood everywhere. Even to do ordinary x-ray for the neck, they were afraid. They said, they say, somebody must sign. Say, no, you must do this thing now. And thank God for our life. They have a good life. With God, all things are what?
Possible.
They were possible. Can you see it? If we have seen death, in that case, you will have died. But we see life. Say, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Therefore, it will prosper. Because you have the life of God in you, whatever you lay your hand upon, you can minister life to it. How can you do a business that if you go down, say, I bring life. In your home, I bring life. I have the life of God. I bring life to it. You are the word, man. You are his epistle. You are his ambassador. You are his mouthpiece. You are his eyes. You are his hand. When you appear, God
appears.
Oh, mama. When you appear, God
appears.
The earth is waiting for the manifestation of the mature sons of God. Oh, my God. God is waiting. Heaven is waiting. Hell is waiting for you to manifest. Say, neighbor. I'm a work in progress. Very soon. I don't know what you are doing now, but if you plant a seed in the ground, and these are working on the seed, will anybody see it? But you keep watering it. But you are too sure. Very soon, something. Tell me more. Very soon. You may have to feel fun to see me. Oh. What are you planting now? What are you putting in the ground now? He says, speak in tongues, you will not speak. Pray, you will not pray. Give, you will not give. Very soon it will showcase now. When they were told, he said, sin, I say, we are all, they never want them. He said, no, we are all together now. We are on the same plane now. He said, but very soon. He told them very soon. He said, because when we say give, say, I bring all I have. You just carry your own. You. He said, very soon. He said, we are now all sowing seed. Maybe you are planting corn and planting cocoa. We are all planting. When we are about to reap, the man that planted cocoa and you that planted corn, will it be the same money? Neighbor, what are you planting? How are you treating God? Glorious future. What are you doing about that? Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The good life. The good life. But brethren, men and brethren, the future starts today. Say, neighbor, the future starts today. It starts today. It's not tomorrow. It starts now. So if you know it starts now, you look at what to sow now, what to plant now, what to see now. In your pathway, there's no death.
No.
In my pathway, there's no failure.
It's life.
It's joy.
It's joy.
Unspeakable, and full of glory. Only my morning, I wake up to hear. I hear sound full. In my pathway, there's no failure. Mangala, but every day I wake up, I utter words. In my pathway is greatness. In my pathway is goodness. In my pathway is mercy. In my pathway, doors are open. You will stand in future now. Christ in you. You sow the seed of your word. You sow it every morning. You sow greatness. That my children are mighty in the land. They are great. They are governors. Ambassadors. Mama no. This year, no loss. Business, no loss. No accident this year. No death, no fear, no failure. In the name of the Lord. Random malak raman. Your future starts now. Don't wait the 5 years time to confess things. What you are today is what you sow yesterday by your words. The plants you sow, the words you sow, the deeds you did. The Christ in you. Oh, what can you see? The neighbor, I see beauty, I see excellence, I see glory, I see honor, I see lifting, I live a sickness-free life, I live a sin-free life. Sin is under my feet. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive. Unto I serve God. I love God. I worship God. Hallelujah. My name. I'm a soul winner. I sow the seed. I'm mighty in the land. I'm great in the land. Open your mouth. You sow the seed of word. I'm great. I'm mighty. This assembly, we enlarge to the right. We enlarge to the right. We enlarge to the left. Our brother is enlarged. Our coach is ready. Hallelujah. Our voice is out in the land. We are full of power. We are full of joy. We are full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Good life. He has prearranged for you. No defeat life. No sickness life. No barren life. You thank God for the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I'll be glad. Every day I'm rejoicing. In the morning, you rejoice. In the afternoon, you rejoice. In the night, you rejoice. When you see joy, you see greatness, you see honor, you see increase. And you thank God for the gift of today. You thank God for the gift of life. You